You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two. Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Maniga, King Scott Angle, Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson. You know, about 20 or so minutes, half hour. We're getting to our congressional hearing. We have some players that are coming in studio with us today.
Yeah.
and we're gonna try to get to the bottom of what's going on here. So we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. A couple of news and notes that we didn't hit yesterday. I mentioned Josh McCown will be the starter of the Jets going forward. Drew Stanton is expected to start this week for Arizona. There was some question about his leg coming out of last Thursday night's game, but it looks like he's going to be good to go for Sunday, which in all honesty, Matt, it's good news for Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, if you're a Larry Fitzgerald owner, you're very happy. You don't want to see Blaine Gabbert coming out there. Stanton, the one thing he will do is feed Fitzgerald, so that's a positive, as much as it's kind of crazy to say Drew Stanton is a positive in any form, but it is.
It's a positive indeed for Larry Fitzgerald. You have also, I'm so excited to say this, for Corey Parson. You're right?
Yeah.
Well, nice guy.
Yeah,
fine. Oh, all right.
You're breathing heavy, buddy. All right, Corey.
Nervous.
Are you excited?
About?
The moment you've been waiting for. You held this guy on his team all year. And now, he is no longer on a practice squad. Congratulations, Corey. Jonathan Williams is back.
Yes.
He's held on to him all year long, waiting for this very moment. And now Jonathan Williams lives. Congrats, man.
Thank you very much. I tried to drop him all season. Apparently it was meant for him to go for the ride. I had the only guy with a fantasy practice squad.
It's actually amazing. The Terrell Pryor stuff and some of these other guys, like we didn't hit on, whatever. But Jonathan Williams is a crazy story. Because we all drafted him, myself very much included, to be not just a handcuff to LeSean McCoy, but to get
Goal line opportunities.
Before the season began, I dropped Alvin Kamara for Jonathan Williams.
That's
painful.
Man.
I mean, look, I thought he'd be a draft champion's hero for me. I thought on certain weeks maybe he'd have standalone value. When you look at the Bills the past couple of seasons, the RB, their second running back, has been involved. But, you know, I do want to know the story. Something had to happen.
Maybe he's just not good enough because it's not like, all right, so he immediately gets claimed on waivers, right? And signs like a bigger contract with Denver on the practice squad. He's making a good amount of money in the practice squad. But in a team that has three running backs, it really means he had no running backs. He couldn't do anything. Nobody's, given all the running back injuries, you know, Seattle is a prime example, took a shot on this guy. And now he goes to New Orleans to basically play special teams. Like, maybe it's not good.
Yeah, but I'm thinking something. There's something to his story that we haven't heard. I mean, nobody.
Yeah, I think it's more to this.
Yeah, nobody wanted this guy, so I'm thinking there was something maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he's just not good. I don't know. Last piece of information. Dirk Cutter believes Jameis Winston will come back this season. He's not done for the year. We'll see about that. Dirk Cutter. Take a break. When we come back, is Jay Ajayi an RB1 the rest of the way? We debate that on YouTube next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Hello, YouTube! What's going on? This is the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson. That is Wall Street, Matt Modica. The King will be back at some point, you know. Oh, boy.
He's around. I didn't say that. That didn't count.
All right. He'll be back at some point, but he didn't want
to hopefully with bacon.
Oh. I doubt that. Scary cat.
So I thought you said baking at first. Like, with holiday baking? Is that what you're talking about? With bacon. There you go.
My wife will be doing some holiday baking this year.
There you go. I watched a new episode last night, so it was good, in case you were wondering. All right. We're here today to talk about Jay Ajayi going forward. It's amazing how things change week to week, day to day, hour to hour, essentially. And that is ultimately because scenarios change, situations change. A couple of weeks ago, when Jay Ajayi was traded to Philadelphia, we didn't know what to expect.
No.
And LeGarrette Blount was there. It was a team that we thought didn't love running the ball. And after just, you know, a handful of plays with Philly, we're like, whoa, Jay Ajayi looks good. Behind a rejuvenated offensive line, behind a team that's 8-1 that just needed a running component. Forgot it, did not score a rushing touchdown all year long. He gets into the end zone, his first game with his new team. At this point in the year, you're looking for, when you're looking for a running back, you're looking for a guy that's going to be able to, yes, be a bell cow, sure. Also, get in the end zone, plays for a good team, so he's going to have an opportunity to kill the clock a little bit. You're looking for a guy that can stay healthy as well. I can't promise you JJ is going to stay healthy, mainly because I can't promise you that anybody will stay healthy. But right now, Jay Ajayi, I believe, with the state of running back, is a top 10 running back going forward.
All right, so name me this top 10.
Le'Veon Bell.
All right.
Todd Gurley.
Okay.
Mark Ingram.
Okay.
Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
That's seven.
Carlos Hyde.
I think Carlos Hyde and Jay Ajayi are very close, personally.
So you're still at seven.
So I'm still at seven.
Okay.
I think that LeSean McCoy is in there.
Okay, that's eight.
That's eight. I think Melvin Gordon's in there.
That's nine.
That's nine. So the guys that you could have close to Jay Ajayi, in my opinion, Carlos Hyde was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Howard was mentioned.
Yep.
Your boy, Jerick McKinnon.
That's where I wanted to go, Chris. I mean, one thing I want to say, look, Dalvin Cook was awesome and all that, and he probably was going to have a fantastic season. Dalvin Cook had 1 week of over 20 points. In 5 weeks since he became a star, since Cook was gone, McKinnon's done it, had 25 points or more three times. And I know he's had 2 weeks with him, say 8 points, whatever. I don't know why people are just, like, discounting him now. I'm not getting it. I see a lot of people.
I would take McKinnon over him.
Okay.
I would take Tevin Coleman over Jay Ajayi.
Okay.
Well, I think that's close. Jay Ajayi and Tevin Coleman are very close. Did you mention Jordan Howard?
I mentioned Jordan Howard as somebody very close.
I'd rather have Jay Ajayi than Jordan Howard.
Okay.
You said Alvin Kamara?
I said Alvin Kamara's in there.
Okay.
In there for sure.
Oh, I want both Saints running backs.
Yeah.
Oh, would they have been able to do both of them.
I said both
LM?
Of them.
LM?
I said him.
You said LM in that top 10?
Oh, not that LM. I said LeSean McCoy.
Not to my LM.
You rather have Lamar Miller than.
I'm asking you. I don't know.
No, I did not say LM. I did not say Lamar Miller. Absolutely not. No.
Chris Thompson?
I'd rather have Jay Ajayi, personally.
I'd rather have. Look, the thing with Jay Ajayi now is he's on one of the best offenses in the league.
Correct.
And this team has Super Bowl aspirations now, 8-1 coming off a bye.
Absolutely.
And the one thing they needed is what Jay Ajayi could provide. And having that running back, it's also, too, next week's Thanksgiving, the season, you know, is going to change, the weather and everything. You need a guy you can rely on. And when you have a really good passing game, it makes the running game that much better. So where he was in Miami to where he's going now in Philadelphia, it's just a major boom to stock.
Absolutely. So
Joe Mixon?
Oh, definitely Jay Ajayi.
Yeah. I think so. That's in that 12.
Scott might argue that.
That's in that 12 to 13 range, 12, 13, 14 range. So
I'm slightly higher, but fine. So you're looking at Jay Ajayi as a. Is he an RB1 going forward for you, Matt?
I have to think so. And when I'm looking at the rest of the schedule.
Yes.
The only game that I could say is Seattle. I think that maybe he's at Seattle.
Okay.
That's still a very good run defense currently.
Right.
You know, who knows? Maybe this week they lose some guys on the line.
Sure.
The way things have been going out there. But that's really the only game that I could, and I'm still going to play him in that one,
right?
If I own him,
right?
So yeah, I mean, he's definitely top 12, probably top 10.
I say yeah, right now. Maybe if RB one, if not borderline on RB one, he's a weekly starter as an RB one. I mean, you take Freeman out the pool, you know, obviously.
But you have Coleman in the pool, though, still.
I'd rather have Ajayi than Coleman.
I think I'd rather have Ajayi than Coleman.
Same.
I think DeMarco Murray or Coleman. I mean, DeMarco Murray or Ajayi.
I'm going to go with Ajayi. I mean,
I'm going to go with Ajayi. Look,
it's going to be interesting because if DeMarco Murray is healthy after, look, he's going to get 10 days off after this week. I was hoping after the bye, he could get the 3-touchdown game, but the. But the, you know, the overall stats weren't really that impressive. It was the touchdowns that gave him this big week.
Yeah.
But that schedule does open up really nice after this Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, it absolutely does that.
But I will take a joy.
Listen, it's amazing because just a week or so ago, Corey.
It was all good just a week ago.
You could have, with Ajayi, we had no idea. Like, Aaron Blunt's still there, this guy's still there. And we were like, oh, we don't want to mess with this thing.
Yeah.
And now we're having the debate, discussion, argument, whatever, over he's a top 10 guy, over a handful of plays. It's crazy.
But it's like with the
wide receivers. He's in a good situation right now.
Sure.
You got to admit that he's in a good situation with this Philadelphia Eagle team, so he should be able to get plenty of touches. Enough touches to continue. He should be able to score more touchdowns, maybe even get some pass receiving upside, or maybe not in that sense. So, no, I like him, you know what I'm saying? You just don't want these Corey Clements and stuff like that to be scoring these touchdowns too. But, yeah, Jay Ajayi is a very good spot, and I say he's in that borderline RB1.
Yeah, I mean, just look at a situation like Green Bay where the quarterback goes down and Jordy Nelson's stock just plummets. You know, it's like they say in real estate, location. I want running backs that are on the best offenses.
Yep.
So.
That's something that I've actually thought a lot about this year, is that I want a running back going forward next year. It's not always easy, and it's not always something that I can do, but I want these running backs around a good offense because the opportunities are going to be more plentiful.
So you would subscribe to the Michael Salfino zero bad QB and stuff like that kind of thing?
Well,
Which, in a way, is kind of smart for the most part. It's giving you that, you know, like, it's giving you that opportunity. Because if teams are going to score points,
exactly,
they're going to be in the red zone and inside the green zone.
You know, the only way you don't necessarily need to do that is you have this passing down back. Like a guy like Carlos Hyde, mm-hmm, you know, he plays a terrible offense. He just catches so many passes and they're in comeback mode. It doesn't matter, right? But a guy like Jordan Howard, like, for a real bad team, like, he shouldn't be getting the ball as much. Like, you should try to have your quarterback in comeback mode. Jordan Howard, and you really pointed this out to me more so than anybody else, is that Jordan Howard is awesome, the fact that he gets 15, 20 carries every game, but because he's such a nothing in the passing game, if he doesn't score a touchdown, it's literally useless.
No,
so,
that's
something I'm going to, you know,
take. Jordan Howard's a standard running back.
He's a standard running back. He could have been more, but he's had multiple opportunities this year, and he's failed them.
Yeah.
So, that's why I want Jay Ajayi. And even though Jay Ajayi is also probably a standard running back, to be honest with you, Would you rather
have the
Howard?
The offensive situation in Philadelphia better than you're doing.
Exactly. Would you rather have Howard or Ajayi? I know that's what Matt said, but
I think I'd rather go with Ajayi.
You'd rather go with Ajayi.
I still don't understand why Ajayi was never implemented more in the passing game. We kept hearing it in the offseason.
Well, our guy,
we're going to get him involved.
To answer that question, our guy Emory Hunt said he can't block. He can't block. He can't catch. And that was kind of the reason why.
I will be interested to see if Philadelphia does throw him the ball, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested to see that also. Like, are they going to use Corey Clement in that role? Wendell Smallwood, who was really the guy that got killed by this trade.
Might as well trade him now.
Pretty much. Well, trade that's over, but next year, yeah.
yeah. In offseason.
And of course, LeGarrette Blount, too. I believe that maybe one of the reasons that they had not had this, quote-unquote, bell cow last year, this year, they haven't had a guy to do it. And maybe Jay Ajayi is that guy, right? Like, I don't think anyone looks at Ryan Matthews and be like, all right, this guy should be on the field every play, right? No one looks at Darren Sproles and said that, even though that's kind of the role the Eagles had for him. This year, LeGarrette Blount, and the reason the Patriots got rid of him is because there's no uncertainty when he's on the field. Wendell Smallwood is just not good enough. I'm wondering if the reason that we couldn't speculate or find a running back for Philadelphia was only because they didn't have one. And maybe Jay Ajayi is that guy.
I still think everything's going to run through Wentz. But like I said, a good passing offense is going to make the running game that much better.
And I think the running game will make the passing offense even better, too. Mm-hmm. Scott has said it on multiple occasions that the Eagles need a ground game to go far in the playoffs, to make a move in the playoffs, to compete with a team like the New Orleans Saints and the Seahawks or whatnot if they get there. And maybe Jay Ajayi is that missing piece. And I think he could be that missing piece for your fantasy team as you try to march onto a championship. As we're looking for running backs, Jay Ajayi should be locked and loaded into your lineup as what I believe an RB1. We'll take a break. When we come back, Samaje Perine walks in to our congressional hearing, and the chairman and the rest of the committee grills Samaje Perine next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I don't have my gavel, but here we are in our chambers inside Studio 34 of Fantasy Sports Radio Network Studio. And I'm the ranking member of the committee. I'm with our chairman, Matt Modica, our senior member here, Mr. Corey Parson, Mr. Executive. And currently sitting at our table before our committee is Mr. Samaje Perine. So I turn this over to our chairman, Mr. Matt Modica.
Mr. Perine, welcome today. Thank you for joining us.
How y'all doing?
He's a Southern guy.
I'm from Alabama and later moved to Texas.
I didn't know I was talking to Forrest Gump. But Mr. Perine.
Excuse me, Mr. Modica. I'd like to lay something out for you. I know you like to talk like you like to throw people through glass, but I was the strongest man in my college.
Sir.
I actually, when a fellow student had to jack his car, I lifted up the entire car. Nobody squatted more than I did in college, so I suggest you be careful about, you know, who you speak to.
This is the chairman of our committee that you're speaking to like this, sir.
Well, Mr. Head Committee, sir.
You are fumbling this opportunity like you do the ball in every game.
Yes. We would ask for you to be a little bit more respectful to the members. Mr. Modica, you've already began. You have the first question.
Mr. Chairman.
Opportunity has arisen. Will you take advantage of this opportunity? Can you be someone that can put double-digit points on the board rest of the season, week in and week out?
I expect to. I think people haven't seen the best of me. I was a track star growing up. And, you know, like I said, I'm a very, very, very strong man.
Mr. Perine.
Can you let me finish, please, before I kick your butt? Nobody in college bested my max squat, 540 pounds, power clean, 380, incline bench, 315 pounds. This league is going to see how strong and fast I am.
Mr. Chairman, may I just have some time? May I have some
the floor
time?
Is yours.
Mr. Perine, thank you for joining us today.
Sure, Mr. Sussman. I enjoy your work.
I appreciate that very, very much. I see the evidence you've given us here. But I just have to ask, you know, you're here, we're talking fantasy football, and I feel like, sir, you're just reading Wikipedia. And this is what's frustrating, and this is very frustrating to the committee. Because it's not helping the fantasy football owner what you, sir, did in college. What you, sir, squatted, when you jacked the car, how much you benched in Oklahoma or at Florida. Sir, this committee doesn't care. This committee wants to know how successful you're going to be with the Washington Redskins here for the next six games.
The reason why I brought that up, sir, is to show how strong and fast I am, and I don't think people are quite aware of that. Yes, I have had some problems holding on to the football. I almost dropped the microphone here while I was talking. But, you know, I don't think people have seen the best of me. There's a reason why the Washington Redskins drafted me where they did. I broke Billy Sims's Sugar Bowl record in college. I am going to show people in the NFL what I'm capable of. They handed me in weeks two and three with my friend Robert Kelly, and I don't like to see him injured, was out. They gave me the ball 40 times. I didn't get enough yardage, but I believe I am a rhythm back. When you going to give me the ball constantly, I can show what I do, and this is going to be my opportunity. I understand people have been disappointed with me so far, but I am going to show that I'm both strong and fast.
19 carries or 21 carries in a game in today's landscape is a hell of a lot, and you've put 3.1, 2.5, that's not getting it done. And as someone who scored, what, 51 touchdowns in college, the only hope we have for you right now is that you're touchdown dependent.
Well, I think you're jumping out there too quick. You know, I've really only got the opportunity to play in three games. I don't think it's fair to judge me after three games. I did have a almost 14-point week in week eight.
Against one of the worst teams in the league,
though. Well, you know, if you want to be considered anything respectable, you have to take advantage of that opportunity. I believe I'm going to get a lot of volume, and I could be more than just a goal line back. I believe it's unfair, sir, with all due respect, to categorize me and label me that after just three games. I believe I can turn it around. Look how Isaiah Crowell started the season. That guy did not play well at all. He had trouble breaking 60 yards. Look at him over the last two games. Sometimes it makes time. I ask y'all to be patient with me, and I will give you the results.
So you're putting down other players to try and...
No, you're not listening to me, sir, with all respect. I said Crowell did not play.
He's the chairman of the board!
I said after six games, Isaiah Crowell was not playing well, and look at how he's turned things around. I'm capable of doing exactly what Mr. Crowell is doing.
Senior ranking member, I'd like to pass some time over to my co-worker on this panel here, Mr. Corey Porson.
Mr. P. Ryan, let me ask you about your college career. This is week 11 of the NFL season. Your college career is irrelevant. You do understand that?
No, I believe that shows, sir, what I am capable of. You know, now I'm here at the next level. The NFL is obviously very more difficult, but that shows the potential of what I can do.
Okay, you talking about what you're capable of at the NFL level. You're capable of 21 rushing attempts for 67 yards.
That's one game, sir, okay?
The next game after that was 19 rushing attempts for 49 yards.
Like I said to the nice chairman over here, you cannot judge me after just three games, okay?
But I'm not going to judge you on your college career either, Mr. P. Ryan.
I think there's more to come. I think there's a reason.
Where's it coming from? Explain to me where it's coming from, Mr. P. Ryan, I have the microphone. Explain to me how you expect us as fantasy football analysts to be objective, to be optimistic about what you can do when we've seen you running the football. We've been not impressed. You fumble the football. You don't catch the football. You're not really. Explain to me what's going to change right now than when we see you against the New Orleans Saints, who is an improved defense, that you're going to be able to put up to score double digit fantasy points in a PPR.
Okay, first off, I don't know what a fantasy football analyst is, so I'll have to look that up. Secondly, I can't cap passes. I had a receiving touchdown in week eight. That's not a fluke. I accomplished that. You cannot take that away from me. I did that.
You have six catches on the season.
Can I speak now?
I'm asking you. You said that you can catch the football. You have six catches on the season.
If they need me to, I can catch the ball. I will do what my team needs me to do, what my fantasy teams need me to do. Like I said to the nice chairman over here, I believe y'all are unfairly judging me. This is an opportunity. The Washington Redskins drafted me. This has only been three games.
I have a derogatory, divisive insult when you refer to a Native Americans, Mr. P. Ryan.
That's the name of my team, and can I continue to speak, or will you?
I would like you to. What I want to ask you is positive, not college. Positive. What can you do for the rest of the season, Mr. P. Ryan? And can you not insult Native Americans?
I believe I can be trusted with the ball. That's why the Redskins are giving me the opportunity.
And one of your problems is fumbling.
But yes, and I need to work on that. But I believe there's an opportunity here, and I could be just as good as Joe Mixon or Amir Abdullah.
Why do you keep comparing yourself to other players, Mr. P. Ryan?
I'm trying to give you a frame of reference. You're constantly interrupting me. I'm not getting any chance. Mr. Chairman,
please,
I'm not
getting... You're being hostile.
I'm not getting a chance to interrupt.
We will
every
shut
time
your
I
mic
try
down.
To speak, though, I get interrupted, though.
Your accent is going.
Because I'm getting upset. You know, I've been in Washington for a little while, too. So, you know, my accent's changing. But look, you know, I believe, you know, there's potential and there's opportunity. Opportunity and volume is going to lead to production. I thank Scott Angle for having the faith in
me to rank me.
He's the guy that beat you this year, kind of like, and I look forward to rushing for 150 yards and two touchdowns against the Dallas Cowboys.
Really interesting. Yes. Nobody's done that all season.
No, if I have some time now, Mr. Chairman, I passed my time previously. I appreciate that. Mr. Peter, how are you? Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Mrs. Sussman. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
It's a pleasure to get you on the record here, Mr. P. Ryan. Now, you referenced Scott Angle having faith in you a moment ago, liking him more than a Joe Mixon and Amir Abdullah. Now, I also noticed within Scott's rankings, he likes you more than backs that simply touch the ball and have been doing it longer, like a James White and a Duke Johnson. Guys like that have been getting the ball throughout the year, have been successful, scoring touchdowns and providing fantasy owners points. What I want to know, Mr. Pirine, is why you think you're better than them.
Because I am now the starting running back for the Washington Redskins.
Sir, that's not true. Yeah.
I'm going to be on the field for the first play of the game.
That's not necessarily true, sir. And as Mr. Angle has pointed out to me on multiple occasions, that doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll be fair. I'll rephrase that then, sir, if I may do so.
Absolutely.
I am going to be the featured ball carrier for the Washington Redskins.
Mr. Chairman, you're shaking your head.
I mean, just from what the Redskins have done from their coming off their bye, the snaps have gone to Mr. Thompson. Consistently, he's had the, you know, you'll get some touches, but I don't know if that warrants you to where you have catapulted yourself.
I believe, watch it, okay?
I say we indict this guy.
We do have the power.
Look, Mr. Thompson's fantastic. All right, the most dangerous screen guy with the ball in his hands when catches a screen pass. But when they need somebody to run the ball, that's not where they want to put Chris. This is what the coaching staff has told me. They want a guy who run between the tackles and get in the end zone. That's going to be me. Okay, that's going to be me.
There you go. That's Samaje Perine. And there you go.
I think I think we have to indict him.
Do you believe Mr. Pirine?
I don't believe when he says that he is going to be a featured ball carrier.
Do you believe Mr. Pirine?
Not at all. Mr. Thompson already has two rushing touchdowns to Mr. Pirine zero.
So there
featured
you go.
Featured ball carrier is like, the statement that like I don't like.
Mr. Pirine did the best. He did not impress the committee. Is that fair to say?
No. Not at all.
All right.
That's okay. Thank you for having me.
They don't.
Chris Thompson catches passes.
And your accent
you
is
are phony. You are phony.
When we come back, Isaiah Crowell will get in front of the committee. We'll see what he has to say next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
The committee is back in session, our congressional hearings right now, for certain players that have agreed to appear before our committee to try to be honest with us, to try to convince us that they are telling the truth and have done us no wrong. That's my Mr. P. Ryan. I thank Mr. P. Ryan for joining us here today. And now we'd like to bring in Isaiah Crowell into our congressional hearing. So once again, I turn it over to our chairman, Mr. Modica.
Good morning, Mr. Crowell.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you. Feeling fresh, feeling healthy this morning. Glad to be here.
Yes, fresh and healthy. That seems to be the case over the past 2 weeks. I really don't blame you for the earlier part of the season or the most part of the season. I think you were dealt a bad hand with a rookie quarterback. Do you think going forward, how would you rate your status? Where would you see yourself? Are you a solid running back two?
I would say I'm a solid running back two moving forward. I look at the situation. My snaps are starting to go up on a weekly basis. The quarterback is playing better. Obviously, losing Joe Thomas has been a hindrance, but as I'm getting more snaps, getting more catches, every game we play a little bit better, so I'm feeling optimistic moving forward.
I will turn the floor over to Mr. Engel.
Good morning, Mr. Crowell. How
are
you?
Good morning, Mr. Engel.
Good to see you. Mr. Crowell, over the first 7 weeks of the season, you did not score a touchdown, and you did not rush for 60 yards. What's been different the last two games that we can believe that we can rely on you as we head towards our fantasy playoffs?
The offense in general is improving. We've had a revolving door at quarterback. Now we're starting to see a little bit more stability. Obviously, we need to win some football games. I think we're playing better as we play better.
Football game, yes.
As we play better, I believe that, I'll be a big part of us winning games moving forward. Stability at quarterback is key also. And just the usage, I think, is going to be there as you start to see my workload go up.
What about the fact that your team constantly falls behind and you may see Duke Johnson in the game instead of you? Last week, you only got one catch for 5 yards, and in the first 7 weeks, you didn't have more than two catches.
A lot of that stuff is in the past.
Last week, sir. One catch for 5 yards.
Yeah, last week, I also got in the end zone last week.
I'm talking about your receiving, sir.
As far as my receiving goes, over the past month or so, I have had games where I've had four receptions twice, two games of four receptions, two games of two receptions. So starting to see some increase in the passing game. Just this past week is the only game where I only had two targets. But I've had, six targets in the receiving game in the past month, on two different occasions. So I think that assessment that I'm not getting it done and catching the football is false.
Recently, maybe the last two games, but targets don't always mean catches. My final
Those
question for you,
Mr. Engel.
My final question for you, you have to convert opportunities.
Mr. P. Ryan doesn't. He was here earlier.
We're not talking about Mr. P. Ryan.
We're
talking about you.
Mr. P. Ryan was up here talking about Amir
Abdullah.
Excuse me,
I'm asking the questions here. Do not, calm down, okay? You play Jacksonville this week. Do you believe it's a big test for you? And what can we expect from you when we get something like we did the first 7 weeks and we'll start losing faith in you again?
I think the focus on the first 7 weeks by Mr. Engel is showing that he is biased against my skill set. What I will say is that the Jacksonville Jaguars, they come in, they bring a good team looking to go to the playoffs, but they're coming into the dog pound and we're going to run our game. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult to throw the football on that team, so I think myself and Mr. Johnson will be involved more in the short passing game.
Mr. Crowell, if I may have some time here myself. Yeah. Mr. Crowell, coming into this year, what did you believe you were ranked as a running back? Do you believe that you were a top 12 running back in fantasy football?
I would say top year? 12, top 10 running back.
You're a top 10.
I think that's very disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Please restrain yourself. Maturity.
Yeah. This is very important.
Do you believe you're a top 10 running back?
Can we have his microphone shut off, please?
That's the chairman's call, not mine.
Okay,
that's coming.
Today.
Beat up the chairman.
You know, you let, obviously, I know this is tough to admit, but I'd appreciate if you did. Would you admit that you let a lot of people down for most of this season?
Yeah, a lot of people were let down. From my production, my performance. But me and Coach Jackson, we spoke about it. Obviously, changes and struggles with a rookie quarterback, leads to negative game script.
Sure.
That had a lot to do with it. I think some people should have saw that coming, especially with a young quarterback. I think people look past that. But I'm just glad to be a part of the process and part of the team as we
right.
get better every week.
Well, what would you say? You admitted that you believe you were top 10 running back going into the season. given your struggles this year, as you admitted, you let people down. But given what you have done the last couple of games, where would you put yourself at now, sir?
I would put myself about where I'm at right now. I would say I'm top 15 running back.
Top 15?
Moving forward, I've been a top 15 running back for the past 4 weeks.
So you believe the rest of the season, you are a top 15 running back, sir?
The pace that I'm currently on from the last month makes me a top 15 running back the rest of the season.
Sir, do you believe that you are better for fantasy owners the rest of the season than Adrian Peterson?
Oh, for sure. I'm better for fantasy owners for the rest of the season than Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, who I've outscored the past month, and he's had big monster games, and I've still outscored him. Adrian Peterson is an older gentleman. I'm still young and spry, and, you know, I'm not going to get the volume that Adrian Peterson has, but I'll be able to do more with it.
Sir, do you believe that you were a better option than DeMarco Murray?
I think me and DeMarco Murray, we're very good friends, but I think DeMarco Murray and myself are about even moving the rest of the way. I am healthy, though.
I have a question real quick. Do you think you are better than Samaje Perine?
Without a doubt.
Let me ask a question, sir. How can you compare yourself to DeMarco Murray when he scored as many touchdowns in a game more than you did all season?
Yeah, because in the last, over the course of the last month, DeMarco Murray in PPR leagues averages 16 points a game. I'm averaging 14 points a game.
You believe you're better than a healthy DeMarco Murray?
DeMarco Murray's not healthy now.
He scored 3 touchdowns this week.
He scored 3 touchdowns from the 1 yard line.
That's more than you've scored all season, sir.
Yeah, he plays on a better team that's going to score more touchdowns. I play for the Cleveland Browns. They don't. Scoring touchdowns is not really
so. Do you still believe you're better fantasy wise?
I think DeMarco Murray and myself are even moving forward.
Have you consulted with a team psychologist?
No.
Okay.
Please don't badger the witness.
Yes. Yes. If I need to consult with a team psychologist, I would suggest that anybody who has Deion Lewis in their top 60 needs to get their head examined.
Well,
also,
we make mistakes, such as drafting you.
Ooh,
very good,
yeah. Mr. Crowell. You said you believe you're close to a top 15 RB going forward. What I've liked as I kind of have dove into your stats here a bit over the past month or so. Is that your carries have truly never wavered, which I appreciate. Going even back to early October, you received 16 carries in a game, 17 against DeMarco Murray, the Tennessee Titans, about 2 weeks ago. Then you received 11 against Minnesota in a game that you were down most of the entire game. And then in a very close game against Detroit this past Sunday, you had 16 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown. I still believe, sir, that you are one of the two best options on your offense, which doesn't say much, and I understand that. Both you and your backfield mate, Mr. Johnson, are both two primary options for your team. And as your rookie quarterback has gotten a little better, I've gotten more trust in you. However, I still believe that your upside is capped. So I do have to ask, going forward both this year and next year, will you tell fantasy owners that your upside is capped?
No, I will not tell fantasy owners that my upside is capped. I think, obviously, as the team improves, my production will improve. I think this team is improving right now. I look at what we have coming up on the schedule, games against teams that we can run the football against, such as Jacksonville and the Clippers and Green Bay and even Baltimore that you can run the ball on. So I think that I can be in that RB2 conversation moving forward.
Would you say you are higher going rest of the season than say Deion Lewis or Kenyon Drake?
I would say that Deion Lewis and Kenyon Drake may have more upside than me.
So then you're not a top 15 running back.
Well,
if these are the players you're putting in front of yourself, you are not a top 15 running back, sir.
I think you don't believe that Mr. Lewis can be a top 15 back in a point per reception.
He may be able to, but then you're not, sir.
Then I'm just outside of that. I'm in that same conversation.
I don't know that you are.
I'm in that same conversation.
In all honesty.
Sir, we're in the same math class as Corey Parson.
I don't see how I think I'm in that conversation moving forward. If you want to put me a little bit outside of that, I can understand that.
I think it might be outside the top 20 potentially.
Moving forward.
Would you mind if I have about a minute left in my time? Can I quickly just name some running backs I believe are better than you?
Sure.
Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, that's 4. The top guys. Kareem Hunt.
I've outscored Kareem Hunt the past month.
Would you, as a fantasy owner, should I invest in you or Kareem Hunt?
I would think you would more invest in Kareem Hunt, but just let the record show that in the past month, I have scored more fantasy points than Kareem Hunt.
There you go. Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, Melvin Gordon, Christian McCaffrey, Carlos Hyde, Jay Ajayi, Jordan Howard, Jerick McKinnon, Chris Thompson, Tevin Coleman, Kenyon Drake, James White, DeMarco Murray. And then I get to some other players that I think could be in there.
How many is that?
That's 18 thus far.
I think you look at an injured Mr. Murray. That's questionable. You said Mr. Coleman. Obviously, he gets a bump up because of his opportunity to have the backfield to itself. But there were still two running backs in that backfield. You would not put Mr. Coleman in that mix. Correct?
But he is. Did you not say Amir Abdullah? I have not said Amir Abdullah.
Okay, that would be a mistake if you said that. You did not say Doug Martin, did you?
I'd keep you as a low-end RB2.
Yes, I have you as a top 20, 19 the rest of the way.
I think I can shoot for 15.
And I definitely have you higher than Mr. Samaje Perine.
Yeah, obviously, he's not been...
We do want to thank you for your time today.
We do. We appreciate you coming.
And we do apologize for the...
Badgering.
Yeah, for the badgering.
The honoring.
It was uncalled for.
The honorary old man.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Appreciate you coming.
I hope you don't win a game.
We'll take a break. Come back. Wrap up hour number two. Next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Rex Sussman here. King, Scott Angle, Corey Parson, Matt Modica. We'll go live on television in just a few minutes or so. Scotty, I did want to throw out at you, sir, that I want to get you involved in your opinion, because I know you're out on the Jay Ajayi conversation. Do you believe that Jay Ajayi is a top 10 running back going forward?
I have just ranked number 11 in my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com. This guy should be an RB1 going forward. Hopefully we see more consistency when he did in Miami, and it's possible. He's in a better offense where the defense doesn't have to key on him as much necessarily. Not that they fully keyed on him, but this is such a more open offense. It can open up more running lanes for him, give him more goal line opportunities. You saw the big play right before the bye. Ajayi is definitely talented enough to be in an RB1, and now he's in a good situation.
He is certainly in a good situation, and the Philadelphia Eagles. This is what you have said they are missing constantly, right? Like, this is what you have said is the one piece they desperately need. Is Ajayi the answer?
I think so.
Okay.
Although it's a little confounding, though. LeGarrette Blount was running well, and you wondered why they didn't hand the ball to him more often. I don't know what the reason is that teams, like, he was the last running back signed. I wish the Seahawks would have signed him instead of Lacy, looking back. But I don't understand why he left, was out there that long in free agency, and why the Eagles found the need to acquire Ajayi when they had Blount and he was running so well. But Ajayi's the guy now.
How much upside does Blount have? Like, none.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he was running well. He was definitely getting the job done.
Definitely.
Of course he can't rush for 200 yards in a game like Ajayi was, but he was breaking tackles. At one point he was like the leading rusher in yards after contact in the league.
Corey, something I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Came from Twitter. We were talking about. I was talking to Isaiah Crowell earlier, as part of our congressional hearing.
Yeah.
And
another one left.
One of our listeners was asking about if Isaiah Crowell was better than Alfred Morris the rest of the way.
That's a good question, right there.
And he was one I wanted to ask you about. We ran out of time before I could. So maybe, you know, Isaiah has left, but maybe you can answer for
us. Let's put it like this. I set a lineup today where I have both Isaiah Crowell and Alfred Morris on the team. Mm-hmm. Crowell's in the lineup. Morris is on the bench.
So there you go. So your answer is Crowell for this week.
He also plays number one run. Morris plays number one run defense in the NFL this week.
Right.
Crowell doesn't. So there you go right there.
So you believe it's close, so it's a week-to-week decision.
I think it's a week-to-week thing. I think it's close. That's how I would put it right now.
Scotty, what would you say about that?
I think that, you know, that's valid because you do have the threat of Rod Smith. But look, Morris did run very well last week, but it's so close that you got to go with the matchup, like Corey said.
Maddie, when it comes to Crowell and Alfred Morris, where do you stand?
I would go Crowell. I think the Cowboys will be game scripted. It's not a good matchup. And Mr. Tyrone Smith, if he doesn't play, I do not want to have Alfred Morris in my lineup.
Yeah, I agree with that. Tyrone Smith is a huge loss for Dallas, as we saw this past week. Certainly, in my opinion, more so than even Ezekiel Elliott. Like, I think even Ezekiel Elliott, this is a bigger deal of a loss.
The loss of Smith and Lee are bigger than the loss of Elliott.
And sure, and that's honestly the position they play, right? Like, this defense for Dallas constantly proves that they take a major step backward without Sean Lee, who has missed way too many games over his career. Exactly. When he's out there, he's a dominant player. He's a game-changing player. When he's not, this defense, an already susceptible defense, really becomes very, very weak.
I agree. I don't want to discuss it.
Well, we're discussing it, but
I don't want to talk about it.
We can talk about it.
We have been. Yeah. Scott, Scott, you've mentioned it a bunch of times, right? Yeah. Like you talked about the loss of Sean Lee and the defense, just how poor it can be on the Dallas side of the ball. With that being said, do you expect a big game from, you know, sure, Jay, sure, we just talked about that. What about a guy like Nelson Aguilar? Would you, like, start him this week against Dallas?
I think you consider it as a wide receiver three. He's proven he can take advantage of a matchup.
Yeah, nothing in a long time.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up.
I wouldn't fool with that dude.
I think, you know, Philadelphia can kind of light it up this week, and that they like Aguilar, you know, in that red zone with the slant.
All hands on deck in the Philadelphia wide receivers.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over the waivers again. We got a lot of either-ors to get to here during hour number three, some streaming quarterbacks and defenses as well. We're going to do it all, and we also have one more committee here I know we have to hear, too. So look forward to Danny Woodhead joining us as well. This is the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer.